thing. Ever cook eggs by dropping them in the water?
Yeah. Yes.
Crack them and drop them.
Poach. Butchers. Some people say a meat cutter, but most usually the word used butcher.
And if meat gets so you can't eat it, what do you say that meat is?
Got too old. It won't exactly spoil, but when it gets that blamed old, you can't eat it. Awful strong. We got some middlings hanging up in the meat house right now. I guess they're 7 or 8 years old. No, he couldn't eat one of them at all. About all the good first, somebody that's had some starved hounds, he feed it to the dogs.
If butter gets the same way,
it gets out of way. You can use it for some kind of purpose, seasoning with it.
If it gets very, very old, then...
Well, it's not too good then.
Do you call that old or what?
Yes. You call it too old.
Do you ever use the term rancid? What? Do you use that term for anything? Sometimes people take a... kind of a fake egg and put it in the nest.
Oh, nest egg.
Is that what you call it?
Nest egg. That or some little knob.
Doorknob.
Take a doorknob and put it in there and you won't lose your egg that way. Doorknob will answer the same purpose as a nest egg will. Just so it's white. Don't put no colored knob in there. Does she won't? She leave it.
Yeah. We were talking about things getting old here. Now, when milk gets kind of thick on top, what do you call that kind of milk?
Clabber.
Take that and cook it, can't you? And
make bread out of it.
Or you can, instead of mixing it with anything, can't you?
You can make clabber cheese out of it.
Clabber cheese.
You ever call that cottage cheese? Did your family call it cottage cheese?
Yeah. That's right. That's what we call it. That hasn't changed any. It's about the same now as it was then.